Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 10 of the Messages of Hope, and the title of the class is Your Heart is White or Black. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Being his slaves is the most honorable rank. We all belong to Allah, and to him belongs all the blessings. Inshallah, today we will continue to know about health as a hope for every one of us. We already learned last week that the heart is the most important organ of our body. Let us remember the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are the proofs of that fact. Actually, sisters, last week we learned that, you know, we must have all our concern about our body and the status of our body because of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before reviewing the ahadith with you, I want to clarify to you that the word heart in the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the Quran is not the organ that pushes the blood to all the body, but it is the spirit and the self with which you believe and you reflect with it. Okay? So when we say the word heart, it is not the heart, you know, which is related to oxygen and blood supply. It is the spirit, and actually it is the self. Okay? So that when we mention the hadith, it will be clear. I have to clarify this point at the beginning. So now I will review with you the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in summary, which we learn about the importance of the heart, so that we will continue from that point. Number one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be aware, there is a piece of flesh in the body. If it becomes good, the whole body becomes good, but if it gets corrupt, the whole body becomes corrupt, and that is the heart. This is number one. Number two, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, taqwa is here, taqwa is here, taqwa is here, and he was directing his finger to the chest and to the place of the heart. Taqwa, actually, sister, is the obedience of Allah's commands based on the belief and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the belief and the fear of Allah is in the heart. Number three, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah doesn't look at your shapes and your wealth, but he looks at your hearts and your deeds. Again, sister, as Muslims, we have to have our main concern is to be sure that we have sincerity in our hearts and we have the true belief in our hearts, not just to make our outside picture showing that we are believers in Allah, but our hearts is not full of the belief or of sincerity. Allah will not look at our shapes and our wealth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is after the reality, which is the hearts. And when your heart will be a good heart, you will do the good deeds. So your deeds are up to your heart, and your heart is the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. Number four, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, consult your heart. Rightness is that about which the soul feels tranquil and the heart feels tranquil. When someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, do you think that if you stop talking to that sister because she is not saying bad good words about you, so I will tell her, sister, give me some time. I need to consult my heart. Okay? And then, if I feel tranquil that this is the reality, okay, I will, you know, stop talking to her. But if I feel that maybe this is not the truth, and my heart is not clear about this, you know, whatever that sister came and told me, okay, I will not. So consult your heart. This is the message. When you are in a doubt, when you don't know what to do, don't be after the people's points of view, okay? But follow the commands of Allah and then consult your heart. Number five, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deeds are just judged according to the intention. The place of the intention is not the lips, it is the heart. The hadith is only actions are just by intention. But what is the meaning? The meaning is that my intention is not on my lips, my intention is in the heart. And this is the importance of the heart. According to my intention, which is in my heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge my deeds. For example, if I come to the masjid with the intention in my heart that I am coming for the sake of Allah to teach Islam and to put the light in the masjid, inshallah, this is an act of sincerity and for the sake of Allah, and I will be rewarded for it. But if I also come to the masjid another day, but because I don't have any place to go, so I just tell, let me come to the masjid to take some rest and to use the telephone to talk with my daughters. Okay, because I am in the middle of the street and I don't have any place and I have a lot of free time, for example. So let me go to the masjid. It is the most close place to me now, and also it is a safe place I can fit in the masjid. I am not coming for the masjid for this, if you know, for something related to Allah. I am coming to the masjid for something related to my worldly issues. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly why I come to the masjid. If someone would look from outside, he will say, Sister Mona came to the masjid on Monday and on Wednesday, mashallah. Allah knows that I come on Monday for the sake of Allah, but on Wednesday it was for the worldly issues. And Allah will reward me according to my intention, not according to my external, you know, appearance, or according to my outside of the deeds, according to your intention. Where is your intention? Your intention is in your heart. So you must give a lot of concern to your heart. Before saying any word, try to evaluate your intention. Okay, when a sister will come and tell me, Sister Mona, for example, Sister Mona, you are always late. Why you are so late? This is not good. I'm so upset, okay? So I will be a little bit angry, okay? Then I will, before replying, okay, I have to evaluate my intention. Why you are replying with anger? If you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not supposed to be angry for something related to Mona. I am supposed to be angry only for something related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I will remember this fact, I will tell to myself, I am supposed to have my intention for the sake of Allah. I will not be angry at all. I will tell her, Sister, I am very sorry. You see how evaluating the intention makes me to change my words. Sister, I am very sorry. I agree with you. I always come late. Inshallah, next week I will come in time. Because I am concerned about my intention and I am about my words, because Allah will judge me according to my intention. And because of that, sisters, you must always have time to reply to anyone coming to talk to you. Don't reply, you know, immediately. This is totally wrong. Because this means that you don't have the time to think it over and to have an intention, and that intention will be for the sake of Allah. If my intention, I cannot make it for the sake of Allah, I cannot tell her, yes, sister, I am late, I am sorry, I can't, this is too much for me, I will keep silent. This is more better. I will not reply. You tell her, okay. Better than becoming angry, okay, and then replying in an angry way, and my intention is that I want to reply for the sake of my honor, this is wrong between Muslims and brothers and sisters, and this is wrong as an attitude of a well-mannered Muslim. We are supposed to actually reply the bad with the good. This is the manners of Islam. So all the time try to feel that I must have an intention for any saying, and I must have an intention for any deed, and I must take my time regarding decisions, regarding replying to any person because of my intention. Okay? We never think of our intentions, and we just move in life taking decisions wrong, right, for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of Allah, whatever, because we don't remember that deeds are just according to the intention, and in order to have an intention, you need time. You need to calm down and to think it over and to reflect. Then you will feel that everything is clear for me now. Then I can have the correct intention for the sake of Allah, which I will be the one taking its benefit. Whenever the intention is for the sake of Allah, this means that you will be rewarded for it. So you will have the benefit of any intention for the sake of Allah. Any intention which is for the sake of the worldly benefits, you will not have any of its reward. Okay, so actually last week I clarified a lot about the importance of the intention. And so in conclusion, we must be concerned about our hearts, and we must be sure that our intentions are functioning according to the functioning for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, now we will learn about the types of the hearts. I will tell you a basic rule according to which we can have two categories of the hearts in the Quran. Okay? And according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the fitan. What is the fitan? The fitan is an Arabic word which means the desires and the trials. The desires and the trials are offered to the hearts, one after the other. Any heart that accepted that desire, then a black dot will be engraved on the heart. Any heart that rejected the trials, then a white, or the trials or the desires, then a white dot will be engraved on it. I will explain to you now this in more details, but let us learn the hadith. The hearts will therefore become two categories. White, just like a barren rock, no fitna, desires, shall ever harm that heart, as long as the heavens and the earth still exist. Another category is black, just as the cup that is turned upside down, for this heart does not recognize righteousness or renounce evil. What is the meaning of this, sister? I will explain it to you now on the board. Let me explain to you the two categories of the hearts according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suppose this is my heart. Okay, and this is the heart of another person. For example, there are two hearts. This heart, the heart of that person, whenever there is a desire, he will follow the desire. Okay, so Allah will make a black dot in his heart. Then another desire, he will follow it. Another desire, he will follow it. Black dot, after black dot, after black dot, all the heart will be black. This is the black heart. The black heart is the heart of the person who always follow his desires. Accordingly, because of the multiple black dots on his heart, the whole heart will be black. Another person, whenever there is a desire, he will not follow it. Allah will give him white dot. Another desire, another trial, he will be patient, he will follow the rules of Allah, he never tried to do anything haram. White dot, white dot, white dot. By time, all this heart will be white heart. So, we end with two categories. Either a white one or a black one. Okay, this is the two categories of the hearts according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That heart the white heart, so long there is the heavens and the earth are there, nothing can harm that heart. Because actually it is the heart following the truth and following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so we Muslims, true believers in Allah, we must all the time try to be having that white heart. And because of that, you know, the title of the class is that your heart is white or black. Okay? Actually, these are the two categories of the hearts. Now we will start to learn about the white hearts from the Quran. Inshallah, this class we will learn about the different forms of the white heart in the Quran, because there are many forms. Actually, last week I mentioned about the sound heart, which is mentioned in Surah As-Saffat. Let me revise it with you again, because this is number one of the forms of the white heart, is the sound heart. Okay, this sound heart, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The last week we learned about the first form of the white heart, which is the sound heart, and actually it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Surah As-Saffat, Surah number 37. And it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in verse number 38 and verse number, in verse number 83 and verse number 84. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah said, وَإِن مِّن شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And verily among those who followed Nuh's way was Ibrahim, when he came to his Lord with a pure sound heart, the heart which is believing in the oneness of Allah, and the heart which is obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the sound heart. The sound heart is mentioned in Surah number 37, verse number 83 and 84. The second form of the white heart, which we learn about last week, is the comfort heart. And the comfort heart, we learn about it from Surah Al-Ra'd. In Surah number 6, verse number 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who believe in the oneness of Allah and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest and comfort. These are the hearts which find comfort in the remembrance of Allah, and I explained this about these hearts in detail last week. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn more of the forms of the white hearts, and we will learn today about the united hearts. The united hearts is a form of the white hearts in Surah number 8, verse number 62 and 63. Now we will read from Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, verse number 62 and 63. Actually, we read now from Surah number 8, number 61, 62, and 63, so that inshallah we can actually understand the meaning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنْ جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَإِنْ يُرِيدُوا أَنْ يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And if they incline to peace, you also incline to it and put your trust in Allah. Verily, He is the all-hearer, all-knower. And if they intend to deceive you, then verily Allah is sufficient for you. He is who has supported you with His help and with the believers, and He has united their hearts. If you had spent all that is on in the earth, you could not have united their hearts, but Allah has united them, certainly He is the Almighty, All-Wise. These are the united hearts which Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was assured in that surah that he would not need anything other than Allah's help, for that is more than sufficient for his protection. It was Allah who gave the strength and support to his messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first place when he united the hearts of the believers around him in Mecca and in Medina. Actually, in Mecca, before Islam, in the era before Islam, the tribes were always fighting each other. And in Medina also they were fighting with each other. But when Islam came and they became true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they became united after the tribal wars. It was the great miracle which could never have been accomplished by anyone other than Allah through the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, you know, sister, this is very important fact which we all Muslims need to know and to reflect on it. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will love the heavens, you will love the trees, you will love the sea, you will love the fruits, you will love the flowers, you will love all the creatures, because you love the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will have a basic feeling of love towards everyone. And actually this is the most important feeling which the spirit needs. Every spirit needs to feel that I am friendly with all around me. I am friendly with the earth. I am friendly with the weather. I am friendly with all the human beings. Whether I know them or I don't know them, I can speak their language or not. They understand me, they don't understand me. This is not important. But the most important is that there is a bond of friendship and love between me and them, because we are all creatures of one Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we love our Creator. And because we love our Creator, so we love each other. These feeling, sisters, every one of us is in need of it. Nowadays, everyone is complaining that there is no true love. Love is for the sake of the worldly benefits. When someone will come and talk to me, I am sure she's looking for a benefit from me. And after this benefit will finish, she will not talk to me. And this is what is going on in reality. It is all related to the worldly benefits. All relations are up to the worldly benefits. Even the relation between the husband and wife. I have a friend, she's telling me, I consider my husband a credit card. That's it. He is no more than a credit card for me. He is not treating me in a good way. He is not respecting me. But I don't care. I care for my credit card, which he make it for me every month. So this is how we are living. This is the close relation between the husband and wife, which is supposed to be mercy and affection. It is only the relation of a credit card. Then with the kids, it is the same. A relation for the sake of the benefit. I will take care of my kids now, so that when I am old, they will take care of me. Unfortunately, they never take care of anyone. Okay, they take care of themselves more and more. Okay, then you realize that you waste your life for nothing. A husband who is caring for himself, kids whom they never care for anyone except themselves, and all the people around, everyone is only busy with his own business. They never feel others, they never look after others. There is no mercy, there is no affection, there is no sympathy, there is no love, there is no feeling of security, whatever, there is nothing. Why, sisters? Because the basic feeling of love, which must be in the heart of every one of us, must be from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, I must love the Creator. And as I clarified to you over the previous classes of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I believe that we are all slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are all equal. So we must love each other because we are all powerless. And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we are all powerless, okay? And we are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, sisters, we are trust. Every one of us is a trust for the other one. My husband is a trust. If I treat him in a good way for the sake of Allah, Allah will reward me a lot in this life and in the hereafter. So I will treat him with love and affection for the sake of Allah. When you treat your husband with love and affection, you personally will have very good feelings. Because you motivate the feeling of love in your spirit. This is very beneficial for your spirit, basically. Number one, the most important. When you wake up in the morning and tell to yourself, I love Allah and I love the creatures, I love everyone, I love my husband. Maybe he is not caring much for me, maybe he is not telling me nice words all the time or sometimes, but I love him. I love him for the sake of Allah. I have a lot of love in my heart. This will make you to feel very good feeling. You will be feeling very positive and you will be feeling very strong and you will be motivated. You will have the energy. I want to clean the house. I want to make very good cook today. I want to put very nice clothes. I want to enjoy the day because of the feeling of the love. We have wrong impression about the feeling of the love. Okay? We think that if I give love to my husband, okay, and he will not give it to me back, I am a loser. If I show love to my kids and they will not return it to me, I am a loser. If I don't show love to the sisters around me whom they don't show me love, I am a loser. This is totally wrong theory. The correct theory, sisters, is that when you show love to others, you are the one getting the benefit of this feeling. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to show love and to feel love to everyone. So long they are not harming me, so long they are not causing troubles to me intentionally, I feel love to everyone. I live my life with the feeling of love. This feeling is the feeling behind my activity, behind my good health, behind my mental peace, behind my good spirit. Because love is the nourishment for the spirit. So, as a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, I love my Creator. Why? Because He is the source of all the blessings in this life. If Allah created me blind, I cannot tell Him anything. But all praise to Allah, He created me having the vision. If Allah created me deaf mute, all praise to Allah. I cannot tell Him anything. But all praise to Allah, He created me giving me the power of healing, the power of walking, the power of talking. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically. There are trials in my life, yes, because the worldly life is a test. This is rule number two. All praise to Allah. But still, so long I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always makes for me an outlet from every problem. Okay? So, when I feel the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, out of this love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to feel love to all the creatures. Then I will be living with a heart full of love. Alhamdulillah. When you have this feeling of love in your heart, you will feel united with everything and with everyone, especially with the sisters in Islam. Okay, so you know, sisters, this is our problem. Our problem is that we don't want to love anyone because they will misuse my love. No, my dearest sister, you are wrong. Try to love Allah out of the love of Allah. Feel love to everyone for the sake of yourself. When you will feel that love for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you because you are doing a deed for His sake. Allah will reward you. Allah will make for you outlet from every problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you not to feel the trials in your life to its reality. You will be always having trials, but you will not feel it much. And the people around you will be always wondering, how come that sister, she's having that problem and this problem, but mashallah, she's always in a good health, she's always in a good spirit, she's always in a good shape with everyone. Alhamdulillah, the most important, sisters, is to have the word, all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah, from the depths of your heart, all the time. So someone will ask you, how come you have Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah with full sincerity? Not from the lips, but from the heart. Because you realize and you appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always try to count the blessings which you have. And many others you don't have. Don't count what you are missing. Because we are not in a competition in this life. This life is a test, very difficult one. In order to live it in a good shape, I need the feeling of love. Okay? How I can have it? I can have it through counting the blessings. When I count the blessings, I say immediately, number one, I count the blessings. Number two, I say, all praise to Allah. Oh Allah, I love you. I want you to keep these blessings for me, and I want you always to be pleased with me, because you are the power, because you are the will, because you are the controller, because you are the source of all the blessings, the one who listened to my supplication, and inshallah make all my hopes a reality. I love you Allah, and because I love you Allah, I love all your creation. And I will obey your commands to me regarding them. Regarding my husband, I will keep the affection and mercy and the feeling of love for your sake. Regarding my kids, if they are not the ones I was looking for, no problem for me. Oh Allah, I take care of them for your sake because it was your command. Regarding any human being in my life, all praise to Allah. I have the feeling of love, respect, affection, sympathy, and mercy. I have the united heart. I have the comfort heart. I have the sound heart. I have the white heart. You see, sisters, so try to think it over regarding the feeling of love and the exchange of love in your life. Don't wait for others to show you love so that you will reply. No. Start by feeling, not showing. Because, actions are but by intention. And the intention is in the heart, and the heart is not related to showing off. The heart is related to belief. All the time feel and believe that I love everyone. I don't have any problem with anyone. And whenever there is a conflict or a problem, I always try to take the side of sympathy. Forgiveness, okay, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because for the sake of myself, I want to keep my heart in the state of love. I don't want to start feeling revenge, hatred, upset, sadness, envy, never, never. I don't want my white heart to become a black heart. No, 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 I am the loser. I will be the loser. Not the people. Don't think of the people all the time. Think of yourself. Concentrate on your heart. Concentrate on your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe that you are a slave, and all are slaves, and all are powerless, and the only power is Allah, and Allah is looking to your heart, so, oh Allah, I will concentrate on that heart. I will make it always white. I will make it always sound. I will make it always having the love, so that, sisters, you will be having this heart, the united heart. How our hearts will unite if we don't feel love, if we don't feel sympathy, if we don't have forgiveness to each other? Okay? This is very simple. Okay, this is very simple when you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you realize that this worldly life is just a test. Maybe I will die after half an hour when I will drive in the rain going home. If I believe that I may die at any minute, I want to die while I am having a white heart. I want to die while Allah is pleased with me. I want to die while I have a united heart with all around me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is only Allah who can unite the hearts. And Allah unites the hearts of the true believers. So always try to prove to yourself that you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell me, Sister Mona, are you upset with Sister so and so because she's not coming to the halaqa so often? I tell you, no, never, never. You tell me, why, Sister Mona? I tell you, I am not an angel. I am a human being. I have a shaitan with me. But I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I live my worldly life as a farm for the hereafter. I want to have good deeds. I want to keep my heart white. I want to have a sound heart. I want to have a comfort heart. If I feel any bad feeling towards any sister, I will have a black dot on my heart. I don't want to have this black dot ever. I want my heart to be always white. I always feel that, inshallah, there is something which prevented them from coming. But again, sisters, I will answer you. Sisters are not part of my equation when I call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not looking who is listening, who is giving attention, who is attending. This is out of my equation. My equation is Allah, then me. That's it. Alhamdulillah. So why I will be upset? Whoever comes to the masjid, she will be rewarded for coming to the masjid. She will be rewarded for recitation of the Quran. She will be rewarded for learning the knowledge. She is the one whom she is getting the benefit. If Allah will prevent her from getting all this reward, she is supposed to be the one feeling that she is a loser, not me. All praise to Allah. The minute I arrive to the masjid by the will and mercy of Allah, I am so thankful to Allah that I will be rewarded. If 100 sisters come, alhamdulillah, thousands come, alhamdulillah, none comes, alhamdulillah, it is out of my equation. This is how we are supposed to live our life, so that we can keep our hearts united. Okay, with your neighbor. If your neighbor is someone whom she is a troublemaker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to treat your neighbor in a good way, even if she is a disbeliever. Okay, she has a right on you. The your neighbor has a right on you. Okay, the closed neighbor has two rights on you. The closed neighbor, the Muslim, has three rights on you. So if you have a neighbor whom she is a disbeliever and she is close to you, she has two rights on you. If she is not nice, if she is not happy with your Islamic dress, whatever, none of my business. This is her business. My heart is full of good feelings towards her, so long that she didn't mention anything about my relation. If she is not happy, this is her problem. So long she is polite. But she is not in a good shape with me, no problem. I will be in a good shape with her because I follow the command of Allah to treat the neighbor in a good way, number one. Number two, I want to have love in my heart. I want to keep my heart white. I don't want hatred or envy or problems with anyone because of the black dot. I don't want any black dot. Again, sisters, none on the earth deserves me to have a black dot on my heart. Even my lovely kids, no. I will not allow any human being to cause a black dot on my heart, ever. Because Allah looks to my heart, and I want Allah to find my heart always the white heart, full of good deeds, full of good feeling, the heart which is sound, comfort and united, alhamdulillah, with everyone. I don't have any problems with anyone. If others have problem with me, this is none of my business. But me personally, alhamdulillah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When a Muslim meets his Muslim brother and they shake hands, their sins shall fall off just like the leaves fall off a dry tree in a windy day. Their sins shall be forgiven, then even so they appear to be as huge as the sea foam. I will clarify to you this hadith in more detail, sister, so that you will realize how we are losers when we don't have any knowledge, and number two, we are not practicing Islam. As Muslims, when we meet each other, especially the brothers and also the sisters, we must shake hands. Because when you shake hands, all the sins will fall off. As if you have a tree, okay, and that tree is having a dry leaves. So when the wind will come, all the dry leaves will fall off. This what will happen to your sins when you shake hands with your Muslim sister. You see, sisters, none is shaking hands. And sometimes when you shake hands with the sister, they will ask you, do you have flu or anything? Because, you know, I don't like shaking hands. Let us say, Assalamu alaikum, from far away, okay? If you shake hands with the sister with the good intention, you will get rid of all your sins, even if your sins are as huge as the sea foam. You know the sea foam? What is the water which is about the foam which is above the sea water? Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you all your sins. When you have the intention and the sincerity, I want to shake hands with my sister so that I clarify to her that I have good relation with her, I have good feelings with her, she is my sister, and we have united hearts. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made several statements at this point. His actions confirm that such love and unity constitutes an essential factor in his message. His community was based on the unity of the hearts. It was a firmly established the unity of the hearts that came into being by Allah's will. It is only Allah who can bring about such a real unity of the hearts. Okay? So you know, sister, this is very important to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to make you to feel unity with everyone. Okay, when you feel it, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, and because of that He is choosing you to have this feeling of unity with everyone around you. The fourth type of the white hearts are the hearts that are filled with awe when Allah is mentioned. Now inshallah we will read these hearts which are with awe when Allah is mentioned in surah number 8, surah al-Anfal, verse number 2. This is the fourth type of the white hearts in the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah al-Anfal, verse number 2. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, they feel a fear in their hearts, and when the verses of the Quran are recited unto them, the verses increase their faith and they put their trust in their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that actually the believers whom when Allah is mentioned they feel the awe in their hearts. Awe means fear and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, what is the meaning of this? When the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, the true believers will feel the greatness and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they will remember the power and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you remember the power and the will and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel that I want to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The feeling will have its effect in your heart that you will always refrain from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbidden. Why? Because you know, when this means that when the name of Allah is mentioned, you know, my heart will start shaking. You know, I will feel that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Lord. This is the will. This is the power. Oh Allah, I will obey. Okay? Oh Allah, I will never follow what you don't like. Why? Because there is a feeling in my heart when Allah is mentioned. Immediately, my heart feels that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power. This is the will. This is the reward. This is the punishment. Be aware. Okay? So, if you have that heart, this means that you have a white heart. But if the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, then you don't feel anything. When someone will come and tell you, please follow the command of Allah regarding so and so. If you feel, oh, this is Allah, I will follow it immediately. I will be obeying the command. Alhamdulillah, you are having this type of hearts which is full of fear and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you are the other type of people, when someone will mention to you the commands of Allah as if you don't hear anything, yes, okay, it is very difficult later on, okay, change the topic. Okay, this is how the hearts are different. Okay, this is the hearts which are filled with awe when Allah is mentioned. This is number 4. Number 5 are the softened hearts. Softened hearts, we will learn about them from surah number 33, verse number 23. Actually, it is surah number 39, surah Az-Zumar, verse number 23. We will learn about the softened hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Allah sent down the best statement, a book, this Qur'an, its parts resembling each other. The skins of those who fear their Lord shiver from it. Then their skin and their heart soften to the remembrance of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah. He guides there with whom He wills, and whomever Allah sends astray, for him there is no guide. Actually, these are the hearts that are strongly influenced when they receive Allah's words. Their hearts soften and find reassurance. This is the feeling when you recite the Qur'an with sincerity. You will feel reassurance, mercy, peace and patience. All are the signs of the soft heart. Actually, sister, this is a very important sign of the relation between your heart and the Qur'an. Okay? If you want to check your heart, it is a soft one or not, try it with the Qur'an. Okay? When you recite the Qur'an. Actually, this is related to the Arabic Qur'an. Okay? But also, inshallah, Allah knows the best. When you read the meaning of the Qur'an also in English, because the Qur'an is a message of, okay? It is a message of knowledge. The Qur'an is not music. Okay? When someone will say, I feel tears in my eyes, when I listen to the Qur'an while I don't understand it, jazakallah khair. But this is not the goal of the Qur'an. The goal of the Qur'an is that to have the tears in your eyes when you understand the message of the Qur'an. When you realize the rules of the Quran. When you feel the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the meaning of the words of the Quran, not the music of the tajweed of the words of the Quran. This is very important for the Muslim so that they will not live their life and their relation with the Quran only a superficial relation having no benefit. The benefit of the Quran to soften the heart is from the meaning. When you recite the Quran while you are living a great trial in your life, then Allah will tell you in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will take care of the believer, or Allah will tell you, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of him. At that minute or second, I will start to have tears in my eye. Why? Because I feel the power of Allah. And I feel that Allah is listening to my supplication. And I feel and I realize that Allah will take care of me. Mona, you are not alone. The power is there. The will is there. The mercy of there. Allah is there. Allah is so close. Everything, inshallah, will end to your side. At that moment, I will start to cry and cry and to have the softened heart while I am reciting the Quran, because I feel Allah in the Quran. Okay, sisters? So if you want to check or to know your heart is a soft one or not, try to recite the Quran while you are alone, while you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while you feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately you will feel that there is something different in my feelings, there is something different in my heart. I start to feel that I have a soft heart. This is, alhamdulillah, the effect of the Quran. It is the reassurance, it is the peace, and also the Quran will give you the message of patience. Be patient, don't be in a hurry. Inshallah, everything will change. The hope is there, the light is there, the mercy is there, it is very close. But be patient and Allah will take care of you. You know, this is how the Quran causes to soften your heart. If you have a softened heart, when you recite the Quran, you are from those whom they have the white heart. Okay, but for those Muslims whom they just recite the Quran as they read the newspapers, no feelings, no affection, no reflection, no nothing. Just words, and actually those whom they recite the Quran like the newspaper, they always cannot keep on reading the Quran more than 3 or 4 minutes. Then they say, too difficult. No, I will read it later. Yes, because they have hard hearts, because they don't have the white hearts. Okay, and because of that, they don't get the benefit of the Quran. And because of that, they start to actually move far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Quran is the source of the mercy and peace and tranquility, affection and healing and the cure. But it is not effective for most of the Muslims, subhanallah. And because of that, sisters, we Muslims must realize that we will never have any improvement on any level, on the family level, or community level, or ummah level, except when the Quran will touch our hearts and we really feel that we must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I am so thankful that I am obeying you, that the Quran is touching my heart, that I am living my life through your words. Oh Allah, the only power, the only will. Other than this, all the da'wah, all the calling, all the fiqh, all the sharia is nonsense. Number one, the Quran, the belief in the Quran, the unity, the worship of Allah, the white hearts, the believing hearts, then teach anything after this. This is, alhamdulillah, what I believe in. The sixth type of the white hearts are the hearts that Allah has tested for piety. We will read from surah number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 3. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى، لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. Verily, those who lower their voices in the presence of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for piety. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. This is one form of the white hearts which we are learning about it. Sister, the meaning of this verse of the Quran is that piety is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the hearts which they deserve piety after being exposed to trial and hardships. Okay? You will not have piety, okay, without living hardships and trials, because during the hardships and trials, your belief is in test. Okay? The trials in this worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us in test in this worldly life so that everyone will prove her reality. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that everyone is saying, I am a true believer in Allah. I obey the commands of Allah. I want Allah to be pleased with me. Excellent. Okay, put them in the test. Okay? Then the reality will be clarified. Who will obey the commands of Allah? Who will be accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay? Who will be not accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are not obeying the commands? This is the reality. So that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us according to our deeds. No one will come and tell him, oh Allah, I was very good. Yes, you are very good, but get the scale. All your deeds are not obeying the commands, and always you are not accepting the decree. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us in the test and in the hardship. When you prove the true belief in Allah, there is hardship, I am patient. 1 year I am patient. 2nd year I am patient. 3rd year I am patient. Someone will come and tell me, you are patient for a long time, you are doing dua to Allah for a long time, nothing is changing in your life. What is the meaning of this? You are a true believer that this is the mercy of Allah. I tell, yes, of course, 100%. I am believing that this is the best for me. He is my creator. He knows my reality. He knows that this is the best for me. All praise to Allah. I am just asking Allah to give me more patience and more patience and more acceptance. Alhamdulillah. But I never question Allah. Oh Allah, why now 3 years I am patient and I am doing dua and I am doing good deeds, but nothing is changing in my life. This is how we are living. Allah will not give this kind of heart the baiti. Allah will give the baiti to those whom they succeed when they are tested with hardship. When you succeed, when Allah will test you with hardship, then you succeed and you prove that you are a believer in Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the baiti. Okay, when you have this baiti, you will, Allah said, those whom they have the piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for them a great reward and forgiveness. Okay? So all the time you have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing every one of us for piety. If you succeed, you will have that heart, and this is the form of the white hearts. The 7th form of the white heart is the heart that always turns to Allah in repentance. This is in Surah number 50, Surah Qaf, verse number 33. Rahim sisters, we will read verse number 32, 33, so that inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will know the meaning. Actually, we will read 31, 32, and 33, so that you can understand what is the meaning of this verses of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman. Surah number 50, yes, 50, Surah Qaf, verse number 31, 32, and 33. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب. And the paradise will be brought near to the bias, not far off. It will be said, this is what you were promised for those of returning to Allah in sincere repentance, and those who preserve their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who feared the most gracious Allah in the unseen and brought a heart turned in repentance to Him and absolutely free from every kind of policies. Okay, so actually we are concerned about the form of the heart, and this is the heart which always return or turn to Allah in repentance. Okay, so this is the heart that is humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, because sister, when you return to Allah in repentance, you must have a humble heart. Okay, you must know, realize, believe, act as a slave. I am a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I obey His command, because He is my Lord. And if I did a big sin by not obeying the commands of my Lord, I must return to Him in repentance immediately. This is what is called al-qalb al-munib, the heart which turn in repentance to His Lord all the time. Okay, how I can have that heart when I believe that I am a slave to the Lord, and the slave is supposed to turn in repentance all the time when he didn't obey the commands of his Lord. So it will be more very easy for me, okay, to have this kind of heart. Actually, this kind of heart, you know, the heart which turned in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time is not always around. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was the one whom Allah gave him this title in the Quran. Okay? جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. Prophet Ibrahim. Okay? Because he turned to Allah in repentance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has all the good characters, okay, and the best characters and the best human being, alhamdulillah, and he has the best heart. But we must learn that I must turn in repentance to Allah all the time. When I say a word which I'm not supposed to say it, or I have an intention which is not good, and I believe that Allah knows my intention, I must say in my heart, oh Allah, I repent for this intention. It was not good. I know that you know my intention and it is not good. I am actually, Allah, I am turning to you in repentance. In spite of the fact no one knows about it except you, and it is just an intention. It is not a saying or a deed, but still, Allah, I am a slave. You are my Lord. I want you always to be pleased with me. I want to have this form of heart or type of the white hearts, the heart which you turn all the time in repentance to Allah. Whenever you do anything, you feel that it is not good, immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. The ninth and the last form of the white heart is the heart that is strengthened with faith at the time of trials. Okay, I will mention to you now about this heart so that inshallah you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you all these qualities and this, all these characters of these white hearts. And that heart especially actually is very helpful at the time of trials. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from surah number 18, verse number 14, to know about those hearts which Allah strengthened with faith at the time of hardships. Surah number 18, verse number 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة الكهف. سورة الكهف verse number 14. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually we will read sister verse number 13 and 14, so that we will learn about, you know, those people whom Allah strengthens their hearts with faith at the time of trials. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahnu naqussu alayka naba'ahum bilhaq. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إله لقد قلنا إذا شططا. We narrate unto you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this story with truth. Truly they were young men who believed in their Lord Allah, and we increased them in guidance, and we made their hearts firm and strong with the light of the faith, and bestowed upon them the patience to bear the separation of their kith and kin and dwellings, when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never shall we call upon any God other than Him. If we did, we should indeed have uttered an enormity in disbelief. Okay. So now actually, sisters, these are the believing young men in Surah Al-Kahf, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put courage in their hearts. So they were firm in their belief. They went to the cave to avoid the troubles with those whom they don't believe in Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to sleep 309 years until they were awakened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become a miracle and sign given by Allah to the believers in the Quran. Okay? In simple words, these are young men whom they were believers in the oneness of Allah, but the king and most of the people were not. Those young men were afraid that the king will give them hard time or will punish them. So actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened their hearts. Okay? Allah strengthened their hearts and put courage in their hearts. So they decided to keep their belief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them to the cave where they were there until that king and those people were finished, and other people, true believer, comes, and then the story continues in Surah Al-Kahf. But these are the hearts which Allah strengthen with faith at the time of trials. Okay? They kept their belief in the oneness of Allah. They didn't change their belief because of the fear of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them and sent for them the mercy that He guided them to the cave. Okay? This is one form of the hearts that Allah strengthened with faith at the time of hardship. Okay, I will give you another example from the Quran, which is related to the mother of Prophet Musa in Surah number 28, verse number 10. Then I will clarify to you how to have this heart, inshallah, in the worldly life at the time of hardship. Surah number 28, verse number 10. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة القصص بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين. And the heart of the mother of Musa, you see sister, the heart became empty. She was near to disclose his case, the case of her son, to everyone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened her heart with faith, so that she might remain as one of the believers. I think I clarified the story of Prophet Musa and his mother in one of the classes of the Messages of Hope. But just in summary, it was the heart of the mother of Prophet Musa that Allah gave her added strength to deal with her difficult situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, to know about this difficult situation, you can listen to maybe message number 4 or 5 of the Messages of Hope. I clarify this in details. But what we benefit we can have from these stories in our life is that if I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to Allah, then I will all the time be calling on Allah to strengthen my heart with faith at the time of hardship. When I look around me and I notice that most of the sisters are not reciting the Quran, most of the sisters are not attending the classes, most of the sisters are not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will pray to Allah to give me the heart which is strengthened with faith at that type of hardship. This is a time of hardship for Islam, for the belief, for the oneness of Allah, for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a true believer in Allah, I want my heart to be strengthened with faith. So I will call on Allah, saying to him, O Allah, you strengthen the heart of the mother of Prophet Moses. You strengthen the heart of the young men in the story of the cave. O Allah, strengthen my heart with faith at that difficult time of Islam. Make me to love coming to the masjid. Make me to love recitation of the Quran. Make me to love calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make me always to feel the mercy of the believing in you. Make me to feel the mercy of being a slave to you only, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need you to strengthen my heart with faith and to have this form of the heart that is strengthened with faith at the time of hardship. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow on me patience and acceptance and belief in him and in his decree. Actually now, sisters, we learn about the different forms of the white hearts. In summary, these hearts are the hearts that believe in the oneness of Allah, the hearts that are free of any disbelief, the hearts that feel comfort with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts that are obedient and strengthened with faith, the hearts that have piety, the hearts that return to Allah with repentance, the hearts that are soft and find reassurance in obedience of Allah, the hearts that have fear and respect to Allah, the hearts that submit to the Quran with humility. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us these kinds of hearts and inshallah all the time to have the white hearts, so that inshallah our hearts will be inshallah our way to the paradise. Inshallah from next class we will learn about the black hearts in the Quran, the different forms of the black hearts of the Quran, so that inshallah we will avoid having these forms of heart, and then inshallah we will start to learn about the diseases of the heart, which are the most dangerous diseases for the human being, and we will learn about their treatment inshallah in the Messages of Hope. Inshallah, let us now make the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.